to such a school that the person next to him is on drugs. What is he going to be introduced to? That one drop of urine in the milk. Bas. Then when people see him, they won't say that's a glass of milk. They'd say, watch out, there's alcohol there. That's the example we'd given. So, sometimes people say, you know, I've given my daughter such a good upbringing, or my son, such a good upbringing. But where did they go wrong? Why is it that this is happening? And normally, if you study, you will see that there are two points of upbringing. Internal environment of the home and external environment. We concentrate on internal only, but sometimes we forget to concentrate on external. It is an ibadah to sometimes go out with your children to a place that is jais to go to and let them have a recreational afternoon within the limits of Islam with you, oh my dear parent. Because if you don't go, they're going to go with all their friends. And if they go with their friends, you can't guarantee that what they're doing there is not or does not contain that drop of alcohol we spoke about. These are very important issues today. Let's take an active role. Yesterday I spoke and I said, wallahi, those of us who are in business or in anything, when we work from 6 to 6 and we've never seen our children in our lives, do you think that that's what is required of you as a Muslim parent? Really? That money you are achieving and earning, who are you spending it on? Your own children. Those children, really, it's worth more than 10,000 rands a month to have one meal a day with your family. One meal a day. Come early. Cut your working hours. Open your shop at 9, close it at 3 or 4. Bus. That's once you've got to a certain degree. Maybe initially you might have to work hard. But you can't work all your life 6 to 6. 6 to 6, your whole life. Your children don't know you. They are 18. Your daughter's ready to get married. She's going to go home and say, you know what, daddy, I don't really know him because he hardly spent any time with me. Weekends, he used to go to play golf. And I don't think golf is a problem here because I haven't seen any board saying golf course. I hope it isn't. So he in the weekends, he used to do this. And weekdays, he was at work whole day. I don't really know him. And your sons, what will they do? They'll do the same thing to their children. It will repeat again. We from amongst those who just did whatever we thought, earn and get more and more greedy. I'm not saying it's haram to earn, but I'm saying there are limits to your earning. Spend quality time with your wife and children, or your husband and children, or your family members, or your parents. Wallahi, that is worth it is priceless, to be honest with you. You can't put a value to that. You really can't. One meal a day is a right. It's not an Islamic right, but it's a social right. One meal a day is a social right. Please, because today, if you are not going to develop the contact with that child, a child has a void. He wants love from somewhere, or she wants love from somewhere. If that void is not filled by you, na'udhu billah, it might be filled by the boy who lives opposite the road. Today someone gave me an example of one of the areas around and told me that there are 20 houses of Muslims and all the girls from here are married to the non-Muslims opposite the road. Wallahi, someone told me just now. It can happen. Why? Because that void of love was filled by the boy next door. She opened the window and saw him every day. Next thing, he took her heart. And who is to blame? Don't say, oh, mahol kharab ho gaya. No, we know it's bad, but we are to blame. Let's take the responsibility and inshallah, do something positive so that we can solve the problems of our ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me firstly the ability and acceptance to take that which was said, which was good and correct, and to leave that which was from shaitan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala minimize and eradicate our contact with shaitan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep shaitan away from us and keep us away from shaitan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our children taraqqi, use them to serve deen, and make our offsprings from amongst the champions of deen, those who can serve Islam in one way or another. May Allah use us and our children and our offsprings to come 7, 10, 20 generations down. May Allah keep them on deen. Let's make also dua for those of our children who will come 10 generations down. That Allah keep them on deen also. Those who will be from the army of Isa alayhi salam. If they are our children, let's make dua. Ya Allah, let them be from amongst those who will help Isa alayhi salam. And be from amongst those who will. Let's think very far. Let's build our iman. And we start inshallah here and now. And I'm sure what I've said is just repetition of what we've heard several times. Maybe just in different words. And I told you these words, the vast examples, majority of the examples were inspired by one of the people I really look up to as well.